welcome. This is God is in This, the podcast ministry of Bethany First Church, United Church of Christ in Bethany, Connecticut. For more than 270 years, our congregation has gathered in covenant to worship, grow, and serve, grounded in faith and open to the Spirit's movement in our time. As an open and affirming church, we believe every person is created in the image of God and fully welcomed here. Across every race, gender identity, sexual orientation, age, ability, and background. Each episode features a Sunday sermon from our pastor, the Reverend Jonathan Paradis, or from a guest preacher. A message rooted in Scripture, shaped by justice, and alive to the questions of today. Whether you're walking the dog, commuting to work, folding laundry, or simply pausing for a breath, we're grateful you've chosen to spend this time with us. Here at Bethany First Church, we believe God shows up, not only in the sanctuary, but in the struggle, in the doubt, in the joy, and in the everyday. So wherever you are, and however you're listening, welcome. This is God is in This.
Still speaking, God, you spoke through Jeremiah to a people far from home. Speak now through this word that we may hear with our ears and we carry it with our hearts, and that what we carry with our hearts we may live out in our faith. Amen. If you ever found yourself in a season of life that placed you somewhere you never expected to be, then this sermon is for you. And I am speaking with you in mind, not about your specific circumstances or particular issues, but just that thought. I have you in mind. Because the original audience of our scripture today are a people that were in exile. Sometimes exile looks like transition. Sometimes it looks like a loss. Sometimes it looks like waiting for an answer that has not come yet. Sometimes it looks like a quiet ache or a feeling far from certain that once felt familiar or secure. And exile is not always a place on the map. Exile may be a season where we are somewhere we do not want to be, and we are not where we hope to be. It is this between place. And if we're honest, many of us know that feeling. We know the feeling of living in between what was and what will be. And we know what it feels like to say, I didn't choose this. Or I just want things to go back to the way they were. And we know what it feels like to long for the comfort of home in a world that keeps shifting, in a world that keeps changing. And that's the space that Jeremiah writes into today. While Jeremiah's words are to a people that are literally far from home, both literally and figuratively, because they were taken from their homeland, and figuratively because they were in a space where they did not feel safe, that they did not feel that they had secure or solid foundations, a place that did not even feel sacred. Everything had been taken from them. The people of Jerusalem were carried off to exile in Babylon, and they were uprooted from everything that they knew. They were living in a land with different customs, different values, different gods, and the memories of home was what kept them alive. They had a dream of going back, something that kept them hopeful, and they believed that their time in Babylon would be short because that's what they were being told by their prophets. They thought that this disruption was temporary. The false prophets even told them, do not unpack your bags. God will bring you home soon. And this is a message that has a false sense of security. Something that we've said and we believe and we may have told other people, something like God has a purpose for everything, or God's will is in this, or this happened for a reason. But God sends a different word to these people. Not a message of quick rescue, not a message of escape, not of message that will appease them in the moment. God did not say, oh, just hold on a little longer, or this is a temporary challenge, or this will be over next week. But instead, God says, build houses, plant gardens, marry, raise children, pray for the welfare of the city, seek its peace, because your peace will be tied to it. So in other words, don't wait to live your life until the exile's over. Live it in this exile. Live faithfully now, right here in this place. Even if it feels unfamiliar, even if you do not want to be here, even if it takes 70 years, this is not the message they wanted, but this is the message they needed. God is inviting them to a faithful life in a foreign land. And the heart of the text, God is calling them to plant and build and live faithfully where they are, even though they're far from home, far from anything that feels comfortable. It's surprising, it's unsettling, it's hard, but it's holy. Because God is not telling them to pretend that this pain doesn't matter. God is telling them that is not telling them that their hope is postponed, because hope is never delayed until the conditions improve. Hope can take root in unfamiliar soil. And there's a word for us here today. What does it mean to build and to plant today? Because we're not exiles in the same way. We have not been carried off to some empire, but we do know what it feels like to wait. We do know what it feels like to live in a complicated and changing times. We know what it feels like to sit as the world shifts around us. And sometimes it shifts faster than we're ready to, or we can even adjust to. And God's word to us is the same. Do not wait to live until everything feels settled. Do not wait to be faithful until everything is clear. Do not wait until you feel at home to do God's work. Plant, build, serve, pray, invest in the welfare of your community. This is what faithfulness looks like in uncertain seasons. This week we honored our veterans, right? We remembered on a day those who serve with courage and sacrifice and perseverance. And many veterans carry their own exile, the waiting for healing, the waiting for support, the waiting to feel validated, the waiting for peace that will settle their souls. And just as God told the exiles to seek welfare in the place where they live, we honor those who sought the welfare of others, even at a great cost to them. So we pray for them, we thank them, and as a church, we're committed to be a community of open support and affirming welcome for all our veterans. May we find ways to live into that calling together. And it is right here, in this tension, in the middle of this call to care for others, that Jeremiah gives us these words today. And so many of us hold these words close to our hearts. And this is a verse that a lot of people often quote. We've seen this verse probably on pillows or picture frames or wall art. And it seems to be the theme for every women's conference. And people use it as a verse of affirmation. I know the plans I have for you. Right? We put it on cards and on bookmarks. And, you know, we cling to it when life gets hard. But there is a holy and difficult irony here. This scripture that so many of us find comfort in is God letting us know that we're going to face difficulty. We will be separated. We will be separated from the comfort of home. It's telling the people that they will be uncomfortable. Kind of changes the verse a little bit now. That this promise of God is not immediate. The promise was to bring assurance that even in the exile, God was not abandoning them people. They still had to go through the exile. They still had to face the hardships of exile. They still had to endure the exile. But still, God told them, only when 70 years are completed will I bring you back. 70 years, right? A lot can happen in that time. Yeah. If you listen to the opening of our podcast, you'll hear Eileen saying, for over 270 years, this church has been doing God's work. You know, it started in 1755 when they petitioned the General Assembly to have winter preaching in this area. So I'm assuming everything up the hill and down to the river was the area, because, you know, it's too hard to get down a Woodbridge for winter. So in those 270 plus years, people have been wanting a church community to be here, to meet the needs of this community, to see how God is opening up this the people in this area to do God's work, to be God's hands and feet. And it took a while, but we're still here, right? We are an answer to that promise. We are the answer to the prayer of those people a long time ago. And most of them definitely didn't live to see it fulfilled, right? They've gone through wars and different empires and different things changed all around them. Different towns set up, right? Beacon Falls and Naugatuck. That all used to be part of one. And as our history shows us, yeah, the more we've separated, the more we've come together. And many of those people in exile did not last 70 years. They might have not even made it to the destination in their exile. They would live and they would die in exile. Most would not return. Most would struggle the whole time to make sense of what was happening. They would live a life that they never wanted. They would raise children in a land that they never fully felt was their home. And most would suffer. Most would grieve this loss. And most would cling to hope with trembling hands. And yet, God tells them, when you call on me, I will hear you. When you seek me, you will find me. So even though most of these exiles never saw Jerusalem again, they would discover something deeper. They would find God in Babylon. They would find their identity through God in exile. And it is at that point that they long to be home, that they have this, they're carrying this loss for home, and it reminds them that this world is not our final home. We are made for eternity. We believe in eternity. We hope for eternity. And we're made for a life with God that no exile can ever steal. So what does that mean for us today? It means that we settle, in faithfully, but do not cling to the things of this world. Because this is not our permanent address. We build, we plan, we invest, but remember that we belong to an eternal kingdom. So while we wait for the fullness of that promise, we invest in the wellness of our community. And we ask, what does it look like for Bethany First Church to seek the welfare of this community? What seeds are we being called to plant now that another generation may harvest? Because God's message ends with a promise. I will restore you. I will gather you. I will bring you back. I will let you find me. Maybe not in the time we imagine. Maybe not in the ways we expect. But always in the place where God's eternal love holds us. So I ask you this morning, where is your exile? And gently, I ask you, where in your life do you feel far from home? Where do you feel unsettled? What are you waiting on God to move? Where are you longing for something that seems out of reach? And in the heaviness, I'm going to leave you with some good news. God will meet you there. Not only when the waiting ends, but God will meet you in the waiting itself. Because God is in the exile, God is in the between places, God is unfamiliar places and situations, and God is in this. You're not abandoned, you're not forgotten, you're not alone. And I close the sermon. I want you to imagine something with me. Imagine that place of exile in your life. The place that you feel uncertain. The place of fear, the place of longing. A place that you've had a hard time finding. That feeling that you're looking for. The comfort of home. The way things used to be. And I want you to imagine God coming down from heaven, bending down, and planting a small seed of peace in that place. It may look small. It may look insignificant. It may even feel fragile. And it may even take time to grow. But that is the fullness of a promise. Because God plants peace in the places where we least expect it. And God brings us home in the ways we cannot see. So we may build, may we plant, may we seek the welfare of our community. May we trust the God that meets us in Babylon and leads us to a future full of hope. May it be so. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon from Bethany First Church. If you're nearby, we'd love to welcome you in person. Worship is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. right here at 511 Amity Road in Bethany, Connecticut. To learn more about our ministries, upcoming events, or ways to support our mission, visit bethanyfirstchurch.org or follow us on social media at Bethany First Church. We're so glad you joined us, and we hope something in this message stays with you. Until next time, may you walk with courage, live with compassion, and always remember, God is in this.